And then the second quote, the world war has annihilated the work of 40 years of European socialism, i.e. the dream of global freedom. My interjection. By destroying the revolutionary proletariat as a political force, by destroying the moral prestige of socialism, by scattering the Workers' International, by setting its sections one against the other in fratricidal massacre, and by tying the aspirations and hopes of the masses of the people of the main countries in which capitalism has developed to the destinies of imperialism, unquote. And these were from 1915. Now, our good three believe that analytically, it makes more sense to think of the two world wars as one massive war of annihilation. And in this space, we've been raising the possibility for discussion. What if the result was the intention? And per Bentham, and perception sculpted with some facts rewarded, others suppressed. If so, left myopia on this question is understandable, since if it is indeed the case, as we've been arguing, bringing in the testimony of numerous ancestors, including Jeremy Bentham, Karl Popper, Miklos Nisley, Alice Miller, Albert O. Hirschman, de Tocqueville, Diana Spearman, and one potent contemporary attester, Martin Bernal, that the French Revolution marked a turning point in the story of rule, a turn toward a conscious plan to unify the ruling class by making rule permanent through its institutionalization by means of resource aggregation, i.e. the accumulation of capital to fund this vision, and the crafting of global elite educational institutions to provide the ongoing human resources to implement it. If this is what has been happening to us, then it takes time to catch up to the hidden work of hidden actors. And power's head start on us is not just in terms of years, but in terms of means, as we've been discussing. And class as a system ensures that disproportionate means aggregate over time exponentially.